Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As we begin a new week together, I want to remind you that last week we focused on this phrase in Romans chapter 1, verse 5, the obedience of faith. And you may have felt, wow, he is really into this. He's hammering this nail into the wood pretty well. And yes, you would be correct to think that. Over these many years that I have followed Christ, I have had to learn again and again that God really cares very much about my obedience to him. True, genuine, eternal faith in Christ always manifests itself in obedience to the commands of Christ. True, genuine, eternal faith in Christ always manifests itself in obedience to the commands of Christ. That is not something I understood when I became one of Christ's people as a 13-year-old young man. Honestly, after I was rescued from my sin by our merciful Lord, not too much in how I lived changed in my life at first. It took time, growing up in the faith, to learn how passionate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian God, is about doing what he commands that we do. This has made me deeply concerned about the kind of hyper-grace movement that we have today in Christianity. We can live however we want to live because in the end, we're saved. Well, that mentality grates against what the Bible teaches repeatedly over and over again, including here in the New Testament book of Romans. As we move forward in verse 5 today, I want to show you the connection that must be made between obeying God in our faith with the reputation of God in the world. So let's return to our reflections in Romans 1 at verse 5. To set the context, I'm going to read the tail end of verse 4 and then read all of verse 5. Ready? This is the Apostle Paul writing in Romans chapter 1, verses 4. And 5. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. I hope that later today or this evening, before bed, you'll read this in your Bible so that you capture this. The reason our obedience of faith is so important is because how we live is a reflection on who Jesus Christ is in the eyes of unbelievers and other believers we interact with on a daily basis. This speaks to our witness and our testimony as Christians in the world. Note what the Apostle Paul says, for his name's sake. For who? For whose name's sake? Well, for the name's sake of Jesus Christ. As we meet this week, I want to tell you more about what this phrase, for his name's sake, means. You definitely want to be with me to hear that. But as we will soon close on this Monday, remember, if you claim to be a Christian, if you say, I am a person of faith, then everyone around you is watching how you live, and they're making decisions about who Christ is based on how you live. More on this on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.